This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. I haven't come across the big displays of Mexican poppies and bladder pods. You know, that these are the ones I'd anticipated after this wonderful winter rains. Here and there are some nice stands of poppies or a stand of bladder pod, but I wanted fields and hills shimmering from the flowers of both species. That bladder pod is not only sure, by the way, but it's so quite fragrant. So if you're in a field or on some covered rocky slope, you can feel as if you're drugged. No, that's the way I remember it. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, you're in these amazing colors, these golden colors, and this sweet fragrance. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I'm getting a little of both plants, so I should be patient, I'm thinking, quit griping, because I'm thinking there's more to come. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure there is more to come. There's going to be some showy wildflowers out in the uplands near our home. I'm seeing a cool plant called Corydalis. It always cracks me up. It sounds like a country western musician, doesn't it? It's like, and now to sing our national anthem, country music recording star Corydalis. The species is Aurea, so it's Corydalis aurea, which means golden. It's, I don't know if it's golden, but it's yellow. I think the common name is scrambled eggs. So if you see scrambled eggs on the side of the road, that's probably Corydalis aurea. If you walk across the land where the mosquitoes live to the banks of the Ojolote, I'm seeing the start of mustards, like pepper grass. Even when it's not blooming, the tiny white flowers, the clusters of tiny white flowers on stalks, pepper grass, which isn't a grass, mustard, like I said, even the foliage has a strong mustard smell. I think the genus of a bunch of pepper grasses, these are Lepidiums, this mustard, Lepidium. The wonderful earth-hugging mats of Nema are starting to bloom, you know, bunches of small purple flowers. And, oh, and I'm seeing a lot of rosettes, leafy starts of the plant called bloodweed. I love the scientific name, the botanical, the Latinized name. This is worth, you know, knowing this plant just so you can memorize the name, Plagiobothrus arizonicus. Plagiobothrus is from two Greek words, plagio, meaning oblique, bothros, I mean, in a pit, and it's referring to a scar on the nutlet. Well, I've read that all the species of the borage families, or burge family, of which Plagiobothrus is a member, well, all the genera and the species are figured out by the structure of the fruit, the nutlets. And so we'll leave that to the botanists that know what an oblique nutlet is. The common name, bloodweed, refers to a red dye in the leaves. If you pick a leaf and crush it, it will stain your fingers red. Very cool. If you walk across the land in white bucks, say like Pat Boone and your white bucks, very cute, Pat, they will be stained red. Apparently, bloodweed is browsed by sheep, and it stains their lips red. Is that cute? I think that's very cute. Sheep with red lips, that's cute. No, I know. I worry, too. But, okay, there's a marvelous, always count on it to bloom, wildflower. And, I mean, I was seeing it in the ground, in Italy's ground-hugging rosettes in January. And in February, those rosettes were topped by yellow primrose flowers, four yellow petals that fade to red as it droops. Job done. In the morning or on overcast days, you can look across the land and catch the yellow color of the petals just above the earth. Oenothera primiverus, the genus, every time I try to describe it, what it means, Oenothera, it's complicated. One translation gives us booty and wine, and enough said. But the cool specific epithet, primiverus, means first of spring, a good little showy primrose. For those of us, you know, waiting for the big shows to come of poppies and bladder pods and, you know, some scrambled eggs, too. And you'll see it. You'll see it. You'll see it. I know you will, because it blooms through April into May, this marvelous little Oenothera. It's just a reminder, my friends, another reminder that the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, we are in our spring membership drive here at KXEI Community Radio. Spring in southeastern Arizona gets folks very excited, like myself. I'm hoping it gets you excited enough to think, oh yeah, I got to renew my KXEI membership. Oh my, I need to become a member of this KXEI Community Radio. What a fantastic radio station. Well, yeah, it is. That's what I've been trying to tell you. 623-1000 is the number to call. Only takes a couple minutes to join up at any number of membership levels. Listen, you can go online to kxei.org, and you can do it quietly at your computer. You know, I like the sustaining membership where they take an amount every month from my debit or my credit card. Like, so do a simple one. $5 a month is $60 a year. That's pretty cool. You can decrease, increase, or cease. It's your call on that. We're hoping you would increase it. But right now, we just like you to call 623-1000. And I'm going to tell you right now, my friends, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. I'm the lucky son of a gun called Petey Muschietti on KXEI Community Radio, and this has been Growing Native.